anyone have any questions about anything? Are you full of knowledge? A devotee is inquisitive, always thinking about the spiritual subject matter, the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Turn it over in your head.
Too much oral reference to spiritual masturbation to impersonalism? Can too much oral reference to spiritual masturbation to impersonalism cause that?
What do you mean by too much oral reference?
Offering your advice all the time, but it's maybe not necessary.
When is it not necessary?
You might be careful
about it. Well, they're in prison tables. Yes, but they're outside. The intelligent disciple takes the instructions of the spiritual master as his or her life and soul. Disciple, if you're suffering from a horrible disease, you take the words of your doctor very seriously if you want to get well. It's like Krishna Loka's on her diet, so I offered her sweets, she refused to take it. She's taking the words of her doctor as a life and soul. She even turns down Mahaprasad. That's an example of how you control your senses according to a plan. So according to her plan, she would turn down Mahaprasad. She had the words of her doctor emblazoned deep in her heart. So she was able to withstand the allurements of Mahaprasad. To everyone's great delight, because I'm going to take it out more. You sing every morning, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kodiya Aikya Ana Kariya Maya. I don't desire anything else. I have no other desire than to hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master. I don't want anything more. The point is that life-saving instructions make the difference in your sojourn through the material world. Bhakti yoga requires the personal touch of an instructor. Krishna himself says that in Bhagavad Gita. It can be difficult executing Krishna consciousness within the material world. Sometimes you can't discriminate what is maya, what is for Krishna's pleasure. Many situations are mixed to various degrees. Rajendra, you had a question?
Oh, yes, I have a question, sweetheart. When I was in London, I had a wonderful experience with Krishna himself. I developed spiritual senses of attending. They can tell me what food is good for me to eat and what are not.
Food offered to Krishna is good to eat.
But I cannot eat meat or chicken or eggs or anything like that.
Neither can I.
But I can work quite comfortably, wouldn't I?
Huh?
I work as a chef. It's going to work. But I can't really work.
Well, you just get the karma then of working with it.
And, the karma, isn't
it? Yeah, you get a reaction. If you're cooking meat, fish, or eggs, you're part of the slaughterhouse team, you get a reaction. You're part of the conspiracy. Of killing. It's not simply the one who pulls the trigger in the killing.
Yeah.
It's the one who, you know, drives the criminal away to the hideout, the one who hides the criminal.
Yeah.
So many persons are connected in the whole web, right?
Yeah.
The police go for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Not just the one who pulls the trigger.
Yeah.
They go for everybody connected to the crime. Similarly, in animal slaughter, it's the one who raises the animal for slaughter, the one who kills the animal, the one who transports the animal, the one who cuts up the animal, the one who cooks the animal, serves it, and eats it. They all get a piece of the reaction. Of course, the one who actually kills gets the most severe reaction, but everybody else gets their share. By participating in the web of animal slaughter, your spiritual capacity for understanding becomes dull. No mercy. Suppose you were asked at your job to cook up some human beings. Would you do it?
Of course not.
Why not? Why not?
Because we don't eat humans, and we're not cannibals, are
we? And what?
We're not cannibals.
But then why? No hesitation to cook some animals.
But for me, I don't have a problem cooking them.
You don't have a problem cooking them?
No.
Would you have a problem cooking human beings?
Of course not, yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. It's flesh.
And it's not normal, really. Nobody cooks.
You have to move up because I have a hard time hearing you.
Oh, but you know it puts you in the big,
you sure? No, I've heard that wealthy people in Western countries also do it. Yeah. So why don't you cook human beings? Because nobody else that you know does it. You're cooking flesh. Flesh is flesh. Right? Yeah. You're cooking someone's flesh. Right? How can you be comfortable doing that? I'd like someone to cook your flesh.
It's a good question. It's a good question because, to me, I like to bring forward that, being vegetarian outside of my food.
Can't hear you. Being vegetarian?
Outside of my lip.
That's so very good.
I don't want to be vegetarian.
You don't want to what?
I don't want to be vegetarian. You do not yet.
No, because it's raining. Okay, sit right in the front there. Alright.
Because I do not want to be vegetarian.
Why not?
Why not? But it's a curse which has been put on food.
Well, let the curse remain. More important than being a vegetarian is to offer your food to Krishna. And because Krishna doesn't accept meat, fish, or eggs, that restricts you. If you're going to eat what's offered to Krishna, you can only offer what Krishna will accept. Devotees here can teach you. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayasthati. You can offer me leaf, fruit, flower, water. If there's devotion, I'll accept. Krishna can eat the whole universe, but he asks you to offer him leaf, fruit, flower, water. We are not pushing vegetarianism, we're pushing Krishna Prasad. We have quite a few animals that are vegetarians. But to get a chance to have Krishna Prasad, that's the main thing. Food offered to Krishna. That is an example of matter changing to spirit. When you offer the food to Krishna, ordinary ingredients, material ingredients, become spiritual. Everybody can taste the difference.
Also, after my experience, I need to go down to Swaha, the new Krishna temple. And I was speaking to one of the gurus, and he said, "What has happened to you? You've awakened your citizen."
When you read Bhagavad Gita, Super Soul is talking to you. So, start to read Bhagavad Gita seriously, and Super Soul is talking to you.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I've read it.
Bhagavad Gita as it is.
As it is, yes.
You read all of it?
Most of it.
Well, read all. And then move on to hearing the Super Soul speak in Srimad Bhagavatam. You have Srimad Bhagavatam?
I do, yes.
All the cantos, huh?
I'm
oh, very good. So, this is the Super Soul.
This is the Super Soul, huh?
Yeah, in Bhagavatam.
Sometimes I feel that, the Super Soul does speak too.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking to everyone. Yes. Can you hear?
I don't know. But for some reason, I don't feel that I need to chant. I'm not sure why.
That's because you're not listening to the Super Soul. What does the Super Soul say in Bhagavad Gita? Who knows the verse? No one hears learning verses. Yes, always chanting my glories, the Super Soul says. A devotee's always chanting. That's what the Super Soul says. Any of the ladies are learning verses? Yeah. You quote them when you get class? You do Shri Yashoda? Class. Satatam, you get down. Are they three? You're learning verses? You're sick? Don't lean on walls during class, but considered disrespectful. Preaching means to make some points and then quote a verse. So you should listen to the Super Soul, who says, always chant. Yes?
In the book, it does, yes.
That's the Super Soul speaking. If you cannot hear Super Soul in the book, you won't hear Super Soul there. No. Because Krishna doesn't talk to persons unless they do what he says. You have to make further progress besides your little mystical experience you had in London. You've got to make further progress. You can't keep just riding on those glories. And then you have to move on. Past kindergarten. Don't mistake nursery school for your master's degree. You need to make further progress.
How do you do that?
Chant in Hare Krishna. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. Without doubt.
That's more than that.
Huh?
Chant Hare Krishna.
What?
No, I'm sorry, my voice. I speak very quickly. No, it must be more than just chanting Hare Krishna.
You can start with that. It's a good beginning. What does Hare Krishna mean? My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. For so long, I've been serving your illusory energy. now let me serve your spiritual energy. So you have to adjust your lifestyle if you're serious.
Leave my job and profession. Mm-hmm.
First start to chant Hare Krishna and everything will become clear. Yes. I mean, you don't see a lifetime career for yourself, do you, in cooking dead flesh?
No, of course not. No.
Okay, that's all. What's the big deal?
No, I was talking to someone else. I always like to get opinions from all of them.
Take Krishna's opinion. Start to chant.
Chant, do you think?
Yes, for sure. And then everything else will become clear.
But what he told me about was...
Let's look at it. You take what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Always chant Krishna's glories.
Mm.
Then everything else will become clear. Okay?
Okay.
You start to chant immediately. Get some beads. You have some beads?
I have some beads.
All right, start to use them. Your fingers?
My fingers, yes.
And a tongue? And ears?
Yeah.
So, just combine the movement of the fingers, tongue, and the ears. Did that?
Well, no, you know, I do come from a Hindu family.
What's that got to do with anything?
But there's other around.
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I come from New York.
But there's different. Although this is a Radha Krishna movement, is it not?
This is the movement that follows Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, Bhagavad Gita.
Right, got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I can't speak for others.
This is a lot of people in my family believe in the Sitaram.
Yes.
Is it different or was it the same?
No, Ram, that is incarnation of Krishna.
Yeah. Are they not chanting that? They're chanting something else.
What do they chant?
They are chanting that.
When you say Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, aren't you chanting Ram's name? Okay. Tell you can tell your family you're chanting Ram's name every day.
I do chant, and when I was young, I was taught a prayer, which chant every
day. The prescribed method for spiritual advancement in the age of Kali is to chant Hare Krishna. Take the authorized medical prescription. Yeah.
But there's many people who are actually neglected.
If you want a diamond, the price is expensive. You want something cheap, that's easily available. So what do you want? Cheap? Well then. Like these are doing, you also do. Don't you want to be saintly like them? Well then, it all comes from the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Right, Martin? It's produced amazing effects in you, right? I remember when you first started some months ago, you were shell-shocked, right? You should have known True Yuga before. It's hard to remember that guy, isn't it? You become a saintly person through the Hare Krishna mantra. And Ram is also there. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Huh? He's devotee. So, Hare Krishna, you're referring to the spiritual energy of the Lord. That includes all the Lord's devotees. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, when you say Krishna, you're dealing with Krishna and all his incarnations and expansions. Everything is covered. Nothing, no one is left out. Learn how to offer your food to Krishna. Study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Then your life will be very successful. How old are you now? Let me say. Perfect age to start. Yeah. Help support the activities of the center here. So they can reach out to others. It's like Vanilla, she started coming to yoga, and she worked up the courage to come. Of these classes, right? What did you think when you first came to yoga?
Well, when I first came to yoga,
yeah.
I loved the ambiance and the food and the yoga and the people.
So how long did it take you to work up your courage to come on other nights for other things?
I came to one Krishna fest quite a long time ago, and that's all seemed very weird.
How many years ago was that?
A couple of years ago, actually.
Here?
Yes.
On a Sunday?
Yes.
And so what did you think?
Yeah.
What did you think was strange?
The music. The dancing. The energies are very strange.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the colour before.
Okay. What else?
And it's been strange saying the neck over and over again.
So you were totally repelled.
Well, not repelled, but didn't really get it.
Didn't fathom it.
No.
So what did you do then? Just sat down and ate and left.
Yes.
And what did you think as you were leaving?
I thought, oh man, I didn't bring my friends, they wouldn't handle it.
See, it's good for you all to hear this. Yes. Alright, so then you went back to your glorious material life. Full of fun and meaning, understanding and knowledge, right? Full of caring and sensitivity. Right? So then what happened? That was 2 years ago, then what happened?
I come to yoga regularly.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know more.
In spite of your weird experience at the Krishna Fest on Sunday.
Yeah. And I wanted to know why the devotees were all happy people.
In spite of your weird experience.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, what had gone on in your life in those 2 years? Had you achieved great success?
No.
Like just sizzling emotional relationships.
No, I went backward a bit.
Huh?
I went a bit backward.
Failures.
Divorce.
Oh, you were married when you came to Krishna Fest.
I wasn't first.
How long did it last?
4 years.
4 years. What were you feeling when you first got married?
Everything was going to be really good for the rest of my life.
You had a big wedding?
No, just small.
Small. And what do you call the civil wedding or church wedding? Or?
No, just the registry office.
That
was very small.
How long did you know the guy for?
A very short time, actually.
How long? Short time.
Less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you were just swept off your feet?
I was swept off the feet, and you also need a residency. But it was still for all the love reasons as well.
So then, how long was the glorious honeymoon feeling?
1 year.
1 year of just delight.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wait to get up in the morning to experience another day, right?
Mm-hmm.
In rapture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You thought this is going to be like this the rest of my life, right?
Well, maybe it was at least 1 year.
Happier?
Yeah.
So for a half year, you were in paradise, right? Your senses are being gratified, your emotions are being stimulated, right?
Yeah.
You thought, wow, this is it. I can't believe it. Then what happened after 6 months?
We got to know each other better.
Yes.
Well, I had false expectations.
What did you expect?
That my partner was honorable and kind and all those things.
What did you find out?
Different agenda. Wasn't like that. fantasy.
So after 6 months, you realize, oh, oh. Mm. But then it went on for another 3.5 years, huh? Gradually, the flame went out. So when did you decide this is not going to go on? After he got his residency.
No, a couple of years. And then I thought I was definitely not going to get better.
What did he think?
Oh, I didn't think he thought, actually. Yeah, he realised that I wasn't good and, yeah, he wasn't very caring, so, yeah.
What do you mean he didn't care?
Oh, he was cruising, he was comfortable.
What do you mean?
Having the house cleaned, the flower cut, the...
He did all that. He was smart. From the material point of view, I'm not talking experience. From the material point of view, you know, he had a good deal.
Yeah.
He had a slave.
Yeah.
Sorry. And you volunteered to do all that, right? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I didn't want to live in a pig sty. Necessities. Get warm and clean.
So you supported him?
Yeah.
Financially too?
At first, yes. And then after that, not so much. But obviously doing all the work.
Housework.
And everything. Work. Even the man work.
Like what?
Fixing the house.
What did he do? He fixed the car.
After asking quite often.
Yeah. So while you were doing all this, what was he doing? Watching television or?
Watching television and always busy at work. Mm. And when he came home, he worked so hard that he needed to relax.
Mm. And that included not talking to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, TV was a big thing, yeah. Mm.
So when you came to the first Krishna Fest, you were still married, huh?
It was the day that he moved out.
Oh, the day he moved out. So you figured you'd try something different.
Yeah.
So you thought, that was when you thought, weird. But you kept coming for yoga, and then you started asking questions. And then what happened? Gradually things didn't seem so weird?
Yeah.
You became attracted to being a transcendentalist, though. And then what? Can open the window.
I enjoy the music.
What you thought was weird at first, you began to enjoy it?
Mm.
What happened? It grew on you, huh?
Mm.
Of course, you always enjoyed the food, right?
Mm.
Then what?
And then I sought out some instructions and got some new. Chanting.
Chanting?
But I'm not doing it right.
Huh? What are you doing?
Thinking of anything else.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
At least you realize how wild the mind is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So now what?
I just had a question if is it okay if you meet your dogs?
For now, you just concentrate on increasing your chanting.
Yeah, sure.
All right? Mm-hmm. Same with Rajendra. You feed meat to dogs, he feeds meat to... You both are feeding carnivorous entities.
We don't eat it ourselves, but...
Anyway, both of you, you just work on increasing your chanting and everything else in your life will become clear. Put first things first. You have to have the transcendental vision a Krishna conscious vision to see certain things, and then you'll do the right thing. Now you can't see.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, Vanilla, how much do you think you're really willing to change your life if you saw that there was something really good to be had?
If I saw, then it would be easy to change my life.
Hmm. All right. So how do you see? By chanting and studying Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll see. And then you'll change. I'm sure already you're getting some intimation that people are just doing the same thing over and over again, right? In material life, yes?
Hmm.
So, change your vision through the Maha Mantra. Study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Find out who is Krishna. And find out who you are. And what the relationship is between the two. I would think that you'd want to have a life that's not humdrum and just doing the same old stuff, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind doing ordinary things, but I'm not doing them in an ordinary way.
Well, bhakti yoga means you do the so-called ordinary things, but you do them for the most extraordinary person. You know what it's like to serve an ordinary person. You can't say you don't know what it's like to serve someone's senses, right? So, now why don't you serve Krishna's senses? Then that serving capacity, that serving propensity will find its perfection. Just think, you could be a saintly person. You never thought that, did you?
No.
It's possible. These ladies all started like you, bewildered, confused, serving other senses, serving your own senses. They all started like that, right? So, what makes them any different from you?
Huh? We're getting more enlightened now.
Well, you can do the same thing. If you want. So educate yourself into what is the best thing to want. Use your flexible schedule to try and understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness. Just like these ladies started, these men started, you can also start. The magic is in the chanting. Take the chanting very seriously and everything will fall into place. If you want to understand the chanting, study the books. They're a pleasure to read. What are you reading now?
The Bhagavad Gita, but I'm quite slow reader.
Sorry? How far are you in it?
Just past the battle thing.
Huh?
Just past the battle thing.
Past the first chapter. Mm-hmm. All right. Just read it without, you know, thinking you're going to understand everything the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the end, if you have any questions, you can ask. But again, please remember, these ladies, they were just like you at first. You should have seen Krishna Loka 10 years ago. I've known her for 10 years now. She's seen it 10 years ago. A cigarette smoker with 30 pairs of shoes.
The number of shoes.
You told me it was 30. So her thing was buying shoes. Mm-hmm. Or Julia, a North Shore playgirl from Auckland. Now they've all become so saintly because of the Hare Krishna mantra. Well, I wouldn't have wanted you to see me more than 30 years ago. I could have shown you all the best your nightclub spots in New York City. The change comes by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Seriously. Did you know that they were just like you at first?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference? What made the difference?
Meeting, between the other devotees.
Yes, but that means applying the process. You get the results. You know, a lot of people don't want to change. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, because they don't think they need to.
Even if they think they need to, they don't want to. It's not easy. It seems taking the red pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. They feel threatened.
A lot of people lack discipline.
Well, definitely, for sure, that discipline. Sense control and discipline is a very exotic thing these days. It's like people would look at you and say, you're still a young lady. Go out and have some flings. What's the big deal? Why try to figure out what life's all about? Plunder and be plundered. Right? Try this relationship, that one, whatever. You know, something will work sooner or later. If not, anyway, you're having your fun. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that the kind of life you want?
Yeah.
So my advice to you is to take the chanting very seriously. You have good circumstances now for becoming Krishna conscious. You're your own boss. You can make your own hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have enough to live on, right?
In the moment, I'll see how it
goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so arrange your life for your enlightenment in Krishna consciousness. How much of the good life, the spiritual life, do you think you want? Just a little bit, a little dab, once a week on Sundays?
Well, I chant every day.
Well, that's very nice. How much do you chant?
Just one or four rounds, mostly four.
Pick a number and stick to it, and then gradually increase without falling back. Chant the same number every day, and then let's say every week increase one or two. And don't go backwards. That way you'll get to see the effect. First, you fix yourself, and then go help others. Can't you see all these women out there who are being totally exploited? They think they're liberated. Don't you see it? Why don't you help them? Have compassion on your gender. Not only the women, look at the men just destroying themselves, becoming so weak. Haven't you noticed men are so weak?
I have not any years.
They're victims of their own lusty desires. They become weak by having uncontrolled senses. They become very spineless, whimsical, irresponsible. It is quite easy for you to become Krishna conscious. What is your age?
37.
So you don't want another 10 years of the same as you've already been through, do you?
No.
What would be the best, from the material point of view, that you could do? Start up another relationship with another guy, and it looks like it's all going to work. And
yes, and have a nice garden.
Huh?
And have a nice garden.
Have a nice garden. Grow flowers and veggies until you're old and gray. Is that all?
And live in a warm place.
Live in a warm place. Like Keri or something?
Yeah.
Now these are the Kiwi dreams. Have a little bachelor piece of land, right? Grow some oranges or lemons. Not work too hard. Go to the cafe every once in a while and chat, right? And then stay at home, watch Sky TV, right? And have a partner who, you know, seems like he'll be around for a few years at least, right?
Or that was just a kind.
Yeah. A man who doesn't watch too much rugby, some but not too much.
Yeah.
Drinks beer, but not too much.
Right?
Who listens when you want to talk? Right? And then what happens when you get tired of the guy? Figure, well, maybe if I have a kid, that'll, you know, make life more interesting.
No, I don't want any children.
You should have bigger plans for yourself than just growing a little garden. Don't waste your intelligence in that way. It's a petty plans. Why not learn how to make your own life a success spiritually and then go teach others the same thing? That's what these ladies are doing. A selfish life is a miserable life. Julia can tell you that. She was a North Shore girl. She had everything, whatever she wanted. But she wasn't happy. It's miserably selfish. It seems like you're going to be so happy. I can get whatever I want. But you're not satisfied. The satisfaction comes from serving Krishna's senses. You have to serve someone's senses. It's like in your married life, you described how you did all the work. So that tendency is there. You want to sacrifice for someone's senses. You realize you are being shortchanged. But Krishna will never shortchange you. Krishna will always give you more. The difficulty, you see, is helping people who... trying to help people who don't care for themselves. It's like everything I've said to you is what you would do if you really cared for yourself. But the amazing thing you'll find out is that most people do not care for themselves.
All right, any other questions?
No, I have another question, sir. Which professional do you think would be better for me?
Anything that doesn't involve meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, or intoxication. So don't go work in a pub. Don't work in a massage parlor. Don't work in a freezing works. And don't work in a casino. Okay? But first, start to chant Hare Krishna seriously every day. And then you'll get the spiritual strength to make the right decisions. It's like in the case of Fenella. I can see she has good intentions. She just needs, though, the spiritual strength to carry through on those good intentions. Oh, it's not going to happen. The illusory energy is too strong. What happens when you walk out the door here? It just hits you like a wall. Wham! Okay, Fenella, forget all that stuff. You're the body. What are you going to achieve in this world for yourself? Forget all that spiritual stuff. Here's the action. Cuba Street, Banner's Mall. What are you going to do? Movies, clubs, restaurants. Maybe you'll need another partner. This time it'll be a caring one. We'll let you talk for 15 minutes. So it's like these ladies have done, you should also do it. It's like here's Mantra Mala, she's your age. If she can do it, you can. She has a busy schedule as an advertising executive, but she practices Krishna consciousness completely for quite some years now. So, how is it that she can do it and you cannot? What do you need to really get going in Krishna consciousness?
I just need to keep going as I am, I think, at the moment, concentrating on chanting.
Yeah, keep it steady and gradually increase. Keep coming here regularly, as you do. By association with serious devotees, you'll pick up on their seriousness.
Be more serious with my chant.
Yes. Read Bhagavad Gita. You have nice, serious lady devotees here. They'll make it very easy for you to become Krishna conscious. Anyone else with questions? Yes.
throughout the day, Guru Maharaj, sometimes it seems that things might be just so perfectly arranged, like in devotees or yourself, let's say, oh, that's Krishna's arrangement. But it seems quite a selfish thing to say, oh, Krishna's arrangement is for me. Is it Krishna's arrangement or the arrangement of the material energy?
Ultimately, everything is Krishna's arrangement because everything is Krishna's energy. But to say something is personally, directly Krishna's arrangement, that takes some experience to see. I'll give you an example.
When you let
everyone call me on the phone today, was that Krishna's arrangement? I was going to hear everyone's fault. It was Krishna's arrangement, right?
Guru Maharaj is Krishna's arrangement.
Ultimately, everything can only happen with the permission of the Supreme Lord. Ultimately, but you do have some room to show your independence and your intelligence. So yes, I've commented before about how devotees, they can say that very cheaply, Krishna's arrangement. Just like what happens to all the CDs that are supposed to be played for the guests. What happens to all of them? It's Krishna's arrangement. What happens to all of them? They disappear into everyone's personal collection. Is that it? I've heard it's not the men. The men, they sometimes borrow them, copy them, and bring them back. But once the ladies, things disappear. Is that so?
No way.
I realize. But you didn't notice that there's nothing there? That's
not. Yeah.
Or just some guests commentate. What do you think, Goku Leela? What happens? Kriya Shodan, what happens? No one knows. The Shumaya, what happens? Well, Julian spent many hours making a new set. Is it possible they're going to be able to stay there? I brought with me from Europe and America very nice CDs for the guests to listen to his backing. So hopefully they'll stay there. Might it be possible? Is there hope? Not sure, huh? Martin, do you have any questions?
I find my synthesis in my mind, my intelligence is quite blunt. And one question related to that is you can put your surrender to Krishna to be like the Shaman of intelligence and the mind. I was wondering how much Krishna can we put on it? Can we put on ourselves? So we can help quicken that process of sharpening our tools.
How can we quicken the process of
how can we quicken the process of purification?
By chanting with attention. That's the most important thing. You chant your japa seriously with attention. You try to do that day after day. You'll see your whole spiritual life improves. That's why we emphasize those two things. Chanting and studying Srila Prabhupada's books profusely, you'll get a solid foundation in Krishna consciousness that will nurture you all your life. Okay? Let's see if someone else has questions. Yes.
It says that Krishna has full knowledge of everything, past, mm-hmm. present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that work when we have some amount of independence and can make choices?
Mm-hmm. Krishna knows all the possibilities that you can do. But he lets you have a little independence. But he knows all the possibilities of what you could choose. It's not that he's lacking knowledge, but he allows you to have some independence. I know what you're going to do when you leave this room. You're going to go to the left, you're going to go to the right. Does that know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. I know all the possibilities. You can't go this way. You have to go out that way. You're going to go right into the kitchen, or you can go out the door to the garage, or you can go left up. But, you know, you've got basically three choices. So I know what you're going to do. So I know that, and I'm just a tiny little entity. Obviously, Krishna knows much more. You understand? Krishna allows you to have some tiny bit of independence, because that makes the love sweeter when you finally choose to love Krishna. And you don't want to be with someone who's forced to be with you. You want to have that feeling that this person has chosen me voluntarily. But Krishna doesn't want forced love. Therefore, he gives you the independence. A little bit, although he's the supreme controller. Okay, Herman, how are your stress relief sessions going?
That's
small. Small means?
Well, if it's not, it's okay.
That's very good.
After a couple of people, Raj was
coming. Good. He needs some stress relief. Huh? Start somewhere. How did six come the first night?
They were mostly yogi people. They were interested in it. Because there's one of those girls who says that she's interested in her.
People are stressed out these days like never before. That's the great advancement of society. More stress. So we want to give relief to the people. Give them real relief. Not just something temporary. You see Vanessa, Fenella, we're always thinking here how people can be better served. Why? So that they will get the perfection of life. The more your energy goes to help others to become Krishna conscious, the more Krishna will recognize you. So you could do a lot for others. You're in a very advantageous position. You're single, you don't have children, you're self-supporting. You could do a lot. If you really knew what to do, you could do a lot. Right? And you'd like to, wouldn't you? Just think, suppose Krishna consciousness really was true, you'd really be in for something, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Okay. Go for it. You've got everything to gain, nothing to lose, right?
Yeah.
So go for it. At worst, you'll just have a more healthy life, right?
Yes. I'm thinking that I might make a mistake.
Why?
Getting up early.
Go to sleep earlier. What time do you usually go to sleep? Midnight?
Ten.
Okay. You can get up at 5?
I get to move and make me sleep.
You're healthy?
Yes.
Well, 7 hours more. Yes. Yeah, as you chant more, your consciousness will become more pure, and so you won't need to waste so much time in sleep. Yeah. Your material needs become reduced as you spiritually advance. People like sleep because they can escape their problems, you know? They think it's going to be relief. I'll just go to sleep. I don't have to think about all this. But so many people can't sleep without drinking or smoking something before they go to sleep because they're so stressed. another advantage of your being single, you can get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the facts of life. Yeah. When you're a sense object, you know, and you have to supply. So you want to get up early? Take rest early? As soon as you leave here, take rest, and it can happen 7 hours later. It's no problem.
Things that happen later.
You get used to it. You have to train yourself. It's like, I might think, how does she do it? All day sewing her jeans. But when you want to do something, you'll do it, right? Practice to discipline yourself, and it becomes quite easy. Right? Some of you, when you first heard, I sleep, you know, 7 hours, you thought, right? You had difficulty at first, yes? You did, yeah? And then what happened?
Yeah.
And gradually you got used to it, right? You just have to train your body, get rid of the flab in your life. Jeremy, did you easily fix your sleeping, or it took a while?
It took a long time for the traffic.
There's always some disturbance in this world. What about you, Carlos?
Well, yeah,
I think
about a month.
Yeah, see, a month. What about some of the ladies? Are any of you real sleepers? Here, Ronald, right? Anyone else? Yeah. So it took you, well, how long did it take you to get accustomed to sleeping less? A year. That's my point. You should hear from these devotees about their experiences, and then you'll see that it's nothing impossible for you. So what if you take 1 year to learn how to control your senses? Aren't you worth that? Are you leaning against the wall or J Street? Tired from dancing in kirtana. How come you don't dance in kirtan? So we're sending forth our yoga teacher candidates in a few days. Sri Yuga and Sri Yashoda and Julia. And we're getting rid of Vishnu Maya. That's the plan. Now things have really become efficient around here. So you ready to go, Chiyuga? I think it'll be all right. I mean, yeah, it'll be at least all right. It could be very, very good. But yeah, the man's practicing Krishna consciousness now. He's been teaching for 30 years, so at least it'll be all right. Full schedule. I'll take you to some of his yoga classes also. Get to experience England in midwinter. It'll be like Wellington in July. So, Krishna willing, I'll see you all there January 22nd to February 3rd. And Guru Rani says he's a good teacher, especially for the price. Let's give him some prasad, he's happy. Also, you should know we have Agahanta again. So, who's going to Christchurch? What other news is there? I heard rumors that Michelle and Glenn are getting married. Took him a while to figure it out, you know. So when's the big day? The rumors weren't true, huh? The rumors are just from one side.
A month lots of like urgent financial commitments, and so I was starting this new job and got sort of backlogged with a lot of bills, but it's going to cost a bit to in order to do it, and as well to buy a ring.
Really cost money?
Yeah, like $200 or something, I think.
To register?
Yeah, and to get the certificate and things like that.
A ring? You have to get a ring?
I guess so.
Just trying to squeeze out of that one. Do you have a ring, Kadira?
Yeah.
What do you think? Should he get her a ring?
She might wear one.
Huh?
She might wear one.
She may.
She might like one.
You want a ring? Honeymoon too? You ever thought this would be happening to you, did you? Yeah, Romeo days are over. Now you're bound. Well, we do have some couples who do need a fire yajna. Actually, Kadirma and Mahavan could use a fire yajna. Maybe Yashas could also use a fire yajna. Who is Matt and Bridget, and now Michelle and Glenn. Could have a mass ceremony. When I was a fired up Brahmachari back in the early days, I used to have a special marriage mantra that I would give to householders before their marriage. That was 25 years ago. Dive in, take a swim, splash around, and then you drown. The fanatic Brahmachari mantra. That was in the days before we realized that 90% of the Brahmachari would marry. Back then we thought as soon as someone put on saffron, that was it. We couldn't understand what Prabhupada meant when he said, all the men should remain brahmacharis and all the ladies should marry. We didn't figure out there's something I had to give. So the Krishna consciousness movement was young then, so we just thought, yeah, as soon as you put on saffron, that's it, you're alive. So you should be inspired how to be a spiritual husband. Carlos is looking like, nah, ain't for me. We tried to give everyone what's best for their Krishna consciousness. What's good for one may not be good for the other. Certainly cheaper on your own. Yeah. but then there's no one to talk to. You know, they said, well, maybe no one to talk to. I can talk to Malavan, I can talk to Jeremy. But what do I need? Right? But there's no soft voice to talk to you. The soft voice has a price, though, eh? Right? Those who feel more comfortable as Grihasthas, they can go back to Godhead in that way, if they're serious Grihasthas. We give all honor to serious Grihasthas, setting an example, desperately needed example. Anything else? Yes.
Pretty much, I was wondering if you could explain a little bit about what spiritual intelligence is. We've discussed that.
Spiritual intelligence means knowing how to apply Krishna's instructions. It comes from practice, endeavor. Spiritual intelligence, how to be a good wife. How long have you been married now for?
1.5 years.
So, Krishna's giving you good spiritual intelligence, how to be a good Krishna conscious wife. That you don't have your mind filled with all sorts of fantasy expectations. You know that unless you become Krishna conscious, nothing's going to work. Of the men here, I know most of the men here are going to marry. A few have a chance to remain brahmachari. Most, maybe, probably two at the most, have a chance. But they're all going to marry. Don't worry. After a few years, most start thinking about, was that nice girl who was at the Guru Yoga Center when I was there? So we don't mind that as long as it's Krishna conscious. We want our householders to be responsible materially and spiritually, and that they keep their taste for teaching others Krishna consciousness, not that you become selfish. We certainly don't expect everyone to live like Kadirabhan and Mahavan. They're a very fortunate, special couple. Don't expect everyone to have that kind of selflessness and compassion. But Rasi Ashram is doing that, so they're a very nice example. They have kids. They even have a house now. Which they're anxious to get away from. Hanumana Yogamaya, very nice example. They have a child that they're always preaching. Bhagi Dev Swaha, a nice example. These householders have to be careful they don't get too caught up in the material world. Solving economic problems. If they are content to live simply, then life happens very easily. I think I'll be in Melbourne for Sudevi and Mani Reva's wedding. Sudevi was getting a little upset because when one of Mani Reva's householder friends was having a little difficulty in his household life, so he was telling Mani Reva, it's hellish. So Sue Devi found out this is, you know, for their marriage. She found out, she went and complained to the temple president.
It's not fair! He shouldn't be saying those things. Keep putting ideas in Money Grima's head. It's not fair!
Or she had to have her fair chance. So, you see, it all goes on. Then you have Nalakuba, he's Saffron. What's his name? Simon from Wanaka and Petra. They just both decided they were too much interested in Krishna consciousness and just give it a miss. They both just kind of said, well, we'll wait a few years and we'll see if we're still interested in each other. But meanwhile, we got better things to do. See, who else do you know? Hamsi's a big university preacher now. Charlie knows how to preach university students, so she does classes on her own. And Charlie is not there. She's got all the students mesmerized. Remember Sarah? Yes, she's living with the devotees in Manchester. She's fully practicing Krishna consciousness now. As well as Simon from England. So, we just try to give facility for everyone to have a solid life in Krishna consciousness according to their choice and their propensities. We have some people remaining single, some people marrying, but we just hope that they all will always keep Krishna in the center and make Krishna's service the number one priority in their life. Alright, so I guess we have the Sunday program tomorrow.